Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli-Miner, and here we are with another beautiful Friday and another beautiful interview with another beautiful person. And he is actually on hold at the moment, so he can hear this, but we are not able to hear him yet. So I would love to just do a little bit of an intro. And one of the things I want to begin with is that our world is filled with unlimited possibilities. And on that note, there is a song that I was blessed to create some years ago, in fact, quite a number of years ago, and gave it to a friend of mine who's a professional singer. In fact, she is the one who initiated all of this. Her name is Libby Benson out of Columbus, Ohio. And Libby said, how about if you put together some words, give it to me, and I'll go from there. I was really excited, ended up just not even able to wait till I got back from our trip because we were on a trip whenever I had talked with her. And once I got back to Ohio, I tore through all my papers, put things together, and got it to Libby. And these words that I'm going to share with you right now are the end result of what took place, that Libby then went ahead, had a copywritten, sang it, of course put it to music, sang it. And what's happening right now is these words are more appropriate today than they were years ago. And we are going to be redoing the song, putting it to different music. It's just a different energy that I want for it. And to, once again, get it out there. But this time, I'd like to be the one to sing it. So I'm going to share this with you. I'm not going to sing today, no. What I'm going to do is just share the verses with you. Because as I said, it's more appropriate in today's world than it was years ago. It is called Possibilities. Possibilities, what possibilities in this environment called Earth? The space from which we have to evolve, varied and rich to us all, for thinking and acting beyond the theme of it all. Possibilities, what possibilities in this environment called Earth? We're living in this world, sharing within and without, sharing with each other, together working it out. Possibilities, what possibilities in this environment called Earth? Being alive is love. Having our dreams begin. The sun never sets. Our growth expands to no end. Possibilities, what possibilities in this environment called Earth? Possibilities, what possibilities? Together, we can have it work. And I would like to once again thank Libby Benson for all that she did to have this be more than a possibility, but an actuality years ago. Also, my dear longtime friend, Michael Carrillo, who I had checked in with back there to make sure, or back then, to make sure that he was okay with me using some of the words that he had actually written to me at some different points in my life. And once everything was on go, then Libby went ahead and moved forward. So again, I would like to thank all of you who have made this possible, and it's exciting. We'll see as things move along with it. But again, take a look at the possibilities in your life and know that, yes, we could use the word possibility, but every possibility is an opportunity, and to look within at our gifts and our talents, and especially where we're all headed toward the end of 2012 into 2013. Many of us know that this is the time. There is no more putting things on hold, no more waiting, no more, well, when, if, anything like that. It is really, there's an urgency in the air to be, to totally be who we are. And every conversation I'm having on a daily basis is lending to that, knowing that more and more people are feeling that. We want to thank you for tuning in to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, which is produced and brought to you by the Healthy Referral Newspaper, which is our full-size national, international physical newspaper, approximately 28 to 36 pages. The newspaper is also online for the world to read, so we do have the best of both worlds, and we're thrilled about that. If you are a mission or business that has to do with preventive, natural health, personal growth, positive news, and anything that is about good on the planet, you are able to become part of the Healthy Referral and promote what you are doing. We would love to talk with you more about how you can do that. And we do like to talk to people instead of just sending them to a website. So if you're hearing this and you're interested in more details, please feel free to give us a call or email us. The phone number is 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273. Our web address is healthyreferral.com. That's www.healthy, just as it sounds, H-E-A-L-T-H-Y. Referral is R-E-F-E-R-R-A-L.com. The emails are on the website, but if you would rather just jot an email down, there's several of them, but they all go in the same to the same place. You can email to Marchia, that's M as in Marie, A-R-C-H-I-A, C-M as in Marie, at yahoo.com. So it reads Marchia, C-M, at yahoo.com. And, of course, the radio show that you're listening to today, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit. There is a way that you can be interviewed on here. There's a couple different ways. We could talk to you about that as well. There is also another very exciting event that's happening. It is actually our 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo, A Conscious Inspiration, that we will be having at the Orlando Convention Center, Orlando, Florida. The dates are September 27, 28, 29 of 2013. And we did make an adjustment on that date, so if you have any other dates that you heard us mention, please disregard those and go by September 27th, 28th, and 29th of 2013. And again, if you are in the preventive natural health positive news arenas and you're interested in exhibiting, sponsoring, advertising, speaking, any of those kinds of things, we do have a website that has been created where you can go and put in your interests. Also, check in on that site ongoing for updates as things are finalized. That web address is www.healthandspiritnetwork.com. That's healthandspiritnetwork.com. And you'll be able to go into a form, and there's no obligation, of course, just to express your interest, and that way we will have it as things continue to move forward. It is a very exciting time, as I mentioned earlier in the show. The remaining part of our 212 is flying by, and I don't even like to say that because just the energy has it, feel like it goes quicker. And 213 is going to roll in very, very dynamically and with so much even more energy and wonderful, wonderful things. And this is why it's important for us to be ready, at least as ready as we can be, and be expressing the things, or actually expressing the reasons that you are here. And that is of key and utmost importance. So again, any of the above, just let us know, and we will help you know how you can get involved. We have reviews of numerous books, and I'm so thrilled every time we get a book in the mail with a request to do a review, whether it's to mention on the radio show or to do something in our newspaper. And before we go on to Harvey Perlman, which is our interview today, there are a few books and pieces of other things that I want to mention here. Actually, there is a book that is referred to as A Mother's Fight for Her Son's Life. Cindy Dignan's son was given a death sentence at 4 years of age, diagnosed with, I'm going to try this, Duchenne's, D-U-C-H-E-N-N-E-S, muscular dystrophy, or DMD. And her son, Michael, was facing a disease that is usually fatal, they said, by the age of 25. And in her book called His Strength Made Perfect, Michael's Story, his mom tells how Michael remained very determined from the very beginning, from driving his own car to graduating college and starting a family. Michael has not been slowed down by this disease, which leaves many, many, and most sufferers wheelchair-bound at the age of 12. And she wrote this book to pass on Michael's story of perseverance and, as she puts it, God's faithfulness, even in the face of seemingly insurmountable obstacles. Again, the author is, and his mom is, Cindy, that's C-Y-N-D-I-E, Dignan, D-E-G-N, as in Nancy, A-N, as in Nancy. And you can check with any of the bookstores and or on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Cross Books, anything like that. Again, His Strength Made Perfect, Michael's Story. Another is award-winning children's spirit animal cards created with the best-selling author Stephen Farmer make spellbinding gifts for little children. And I have to say, little children, nothing. I got these cards, and yes, I've given them to my grandson, and I was having so much fun with them. I love it. You know, these cards enable youngsters and adults to experience wisdom and intuition through nature and the animal world. So, if your children or grandchildren love animals and are curious to explore the world of all of that, then nothing could be more fun and empowering than finding the children's spirit animal cards within their reach. And actually, the author is a very, very interesting person. I've gotten to read much about him, and I'm seeing many wonderful things. Actually, these cards, there is a CD, an audio CD that's going to be out. If it's not out already, it will be very shortly. I'm waiting to find out if, in fact, it is available at this moment. So again, they're referred to as the Children's Spiritual Animal Cards, and they are available in the U.S. and Canada. And let me see what else I can find here for you information-wise. Actually, they're using the name Satyama, S-A-T-I-A-M-A, and it's also releasing that CD that I just mentioned. Let me see what I can give you for contact information. Okay, I'm going to give you a website. But again, you can check, you know, with the bookstores and on Amazon. But the web address is http, well, let's just say www.satyama.com/children's-spirit-animal-products-media. And if you simply go on and do a Google of Children's Spiritual Animal Cards by Satyama, S-A-T-I-A-M-A, you will find it. In fact, you can simply go to satyama.com, which may be the easier of everything that I just told you. One other mention, and then we're going to bring on Harvey Perlman. The Institute for the Achievement of Human Potential, a beautiful organization you may have heard me already talking about. My heart is so, so into this organization. They started out 58 or so years ago working with brain-injured children. They decided that since their programs were working so well for brain-injured children, what could it do for well children to heighten their ability? And they started working with well children, and lo and behold, they escalated in their thinking, in their calculating, in the way they learned, all of that. And for over 58 years, they've been working with both brain-injured and well children. So it's very exciting to see what continues to happen. They work with parents to help the parents work with their children. It's not something where you take your child there or you have them teach your child. It's very simple. It's a beautiful process, and I cannot speak enough of this organization. Again, it's the Institute for the Achievement of Human Potential. Their web address is www.ia. Let me see here, make sure I'm giving you the correct one. They have a couple of them. IAHP.org. That's IAHP as in Paul, .org. All right, we are going to move along because I know Harvey has been waiting very, very patiently, and I want to thank him for that. I'm going to open his mic in a moment. But one of the things I want to mention is I entitled today's interview, Are You Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired?, which actually Harvey uses this, and that's the main reason why I went ahead and decided to use it as the title. So, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Holistic, energetic, and results therapy, such as relaxation, neuromuscular, massage therapy, along with what's called body talk, healing system and scalar wave cold laser. And the interview today is going to be with Harvey Perlman, with more than 30 years of professional experience. And as I bring Harvey on, I'd like to give you the web addresses and the phone number right from the beginning. And of course, he'll give that to you as we go along as well. It is www.harvey, just as his name sounds, H-A-R-V-E-Y, Perlman with a P, P-E-A-R-L-M-A-N.com. So it's harveyperlman.com. Another web address is www.ilovemylaser.com/H-A-R-V-E-Y. RV as in Victor. Again, www.ilovemylaser.com/HARV. And Harvey's phone number is 727-259-8232. Again, it's 727-259-8232. And I am going to open the mic, and also let me do one other little thing here so I can be sure we have a really good connection. Bear with me. Harvey, are you there?
Yes, I am, Achia. Hi.
Hey, hello, hello. How are you today? I know we've been talking the last couple of days a little more than we have in quite a while, so it's really exciting to finally be having you on here in person and to be able to start sharing with the listeners, both the live listeners as well as the people who come in on the archived section on a daily basis, Harvey, 24/7, night or day, and click in on the topics, and they're thrilled with, you know, what has been coming together, where it doesn't matter what time of the day, but they're, you know, able to go in and at their own leisure and listen to these beautiful, beautiful topics and interviews. So we want to thank you for being with us today. And I'm not going to talk anymore because I've done enough. And I really, really like to simply let the person that we're interviewing share what is of utmost importance in regards to what they're doing on the planet. And you have been involved with amazing modalities for quite a while. And one of the things that I would love to just start with and let you go ahead and expand upon these different areas, and this is actually one of the best places that I do like to start, and that is simply asking, you know, what really caused you to learn and become involved in the healing practices that you do today?
Thank you, Marcia. Well, you know, it started when I was a child, and first of all, I discovered some things about myself, and due to my spiritual upbringing, I think partly. And starting off as a child, when I was just about probably 8 or 9 or 10, somewhere in there, I knew this young gal on the corner. She was, you know, just like somebody I knew, and she had this beautiful auburn hair. And always wanted. I thought, gee, I would love to have auburn hair because I liked her so much, but I really didn't know why. But I guess it was auburn hair. And so every day I played auburn hair. No one in our family had any kind of red or auburn hair, but I kept checking in the mirror every day, and a short time, 6 weeks actually, I saw red hair. Like, it wasn't really auburn, but it was red, and I was so excited. I thought, wow, all this spiritual stuff really is real, you know? And, and you know, as a kid, because I had no proof, and there was some proof, and it was very exciting, and to find out that, gosh, she could pray for something and there it would be. It was just amazing to me. And later, my parents told me things like that I could help them. They said, you know, you can help us heal from pain. And I would look at my father and say to myself, what is he talking about? I had no idea. And he kept insisting. And so I thought, well, I guess I can, and because, you know, my father must know more about me than I do. He's my dad. So I started learning about massage. I watched it on TV, and I got pamphlets in the mail. And one time my parents went to Hot Springs, Arkansas for vacation, and I asked for a professional massage there, and I learned from these therapists. And then I started my own practice in my parents' house after I'd proven to be very good with my parents and got their neck pain to go and their back pain to go. And And I started a little practice. I was charging $20 for 80 minutes of time. I didn't know what to charge. $20 sounded right. the sound of it sounded right to me. And they paid it, and they really loved my treatments, and I was able to help them. And that was the early beginnings that led me towards Body Talk. Later, I was introduced to the Body Talk through going to a seminar. The State of Florida Massage Therapy Association had a teacher who was also taught ethics for the massage therapists, and so I was interested, but I really didn't believe in it, and I was really wondering if it would really be of any real help to people. But what I found out was it was very effective by the testimonials and success stories that people had shared there, and there were acupuncturists and psychologists and very educated people at that seminar, and they had had success with it. So then I started learning it, and my girlfriend that at the time, she came with me and learned the system, the Body Talk system with me, and she was suffering from fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and asthma, and she's allowed me to publicly share this, so that's okay with her. And but anyway, just going to the class, she was able to improve, present from her symptoms, and at that time, and probably still today, the medical community didn't have any solutions to alleviate fibromyalgia and asthma and chronic fatigue. But she got 50% better then, and then I gave her approximately 10 sessions, and all of her symptoms disappeared, and she actually threw away her inhaler, and she had been very challenged by the asthma. I had had to have taken her to the emergency room for medical treatment prior to Body Talk, and so she was, obviously she was happy, and I was happy to see her get better.
Now, Harvey, what within that Body Talk system, what are the kinds of things that a person is either introduced to or led through or whatever term you might want to use?
You mean what makes it effective?
In other words, for the listeners, when they hear Body Talk system, what exactly is that process? If you're working, say, with me, and we're working with the Body Talk system, what actually is involved?
Well, you lie on a table, fully dressed, and there's no discomfort. It's very relaxing, and you may be doing some deep breathing. What I do is I use a highly finessed muscle testing technique, and I ask questions of the body, yes, no questions. I teach the body subliminally how to give me strong and weak muscle responses, and I can do that in about 2 seconds, two, three, maybe 4 or 5 seconds, whatever. And I follow a 19-point protocol, and I ask various questions like permission to treat, go through Chinese medicine questions, general consciousness, organs, endocrines, body parts, a whole list of possibilities of where we need to start. And then they make contacts, various contacts on their body, depending on what we're working with. So let's suppose a person had a digestive issue. They might be putting their hand on their heart, one hand on their heart and one hand over their navel. And then I would be tapping gently on their head, both hemispheres, and they would be breathing and a little bit deeper than normal, and that would be to wake up the brain so it can make the repairs, and tapping gently on their heart to store the changes and long-term memory.
And when people are experiencing this, do you find, and do they find, that what happens is a let's just say, an energy that is very subtle, or is it something that they, you know, go like, wow, and it's an immediate type of a response?
Well, when someone's on the table and I'm working with them, a session could take 20 minutes. It may take five or, you know, you don't really know how many minutes it's going to take, but generally it's a 20-minute session. And during the process of the session, usually people don't ordinarily notice a great deal right on the table. Some people do, and what I found in general, and this is a very broad generalization, in general, it seems that people who are very spiritual, or maybe they practice yoga, or they're more sensitive to their own bodies, they may notice a change right then and there. But a lot of times, they notice it after they sit up and start getting oriented again, or walking, and they notice changes. Does it happen to every single person immediately? Not probably every person. That doesn't mean the change didn't happen, but it might take them a few sessions before they are tuned in to their body enough to notice how much change there is. And sometimes it can take a whole day or two or even 3 days before, after they've had their session, for them to realize all what has happened. And a lot of times, Marcia, when people are in pain, unfortunately, people a lot of times tend to notice what's not feeling good. And what has improved, a lot of times they go, well, of course, I'm fine. And they forget. They just forget that something has improved sometimes, too.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come back in, I ask them questions, and they go, oh, yeah, I forgot, or I didn't realize it, but I'm not limping now, and I'm breathing very clearly, or I'm sleeping straight through the night, or my wife's telling me I'm not snoring anymore, or something like that. But The main reason they come in, of course, they're going to notice that that's improved. And yes, a lot of times I've noticed that people have noticed huge changes right away. And it's very exciting when it happens right away, and I love it when it does. And sometimes it takes a day or two or three. Everyone's different. Everyone has a different process. And I believe that, you know, we have to be patient with folks because, you know, everybody has their own way of healing.
And I know through these many, many years of, you know, our mission and meeting so many different kinds of people involved in many, many modalities, I do know that one of the similar threads that runs through many of these modalities is really what you have already said, not just once, but a number of times, and that is that it helps to gain access, you know, to that inner part of ourselves, call it what you may, subconscious mind, you know, our intuitive self. I mean, there's lots of different words to use for it. And basically, by doing that, you know, we're able to empower that which we already are and clear, just like with the tapping. I personally feel that that is one of many systems or modalities, whatever words we want to use, that is so, so beneficial. And, you know, Harvey, some years ago, and this is, I'm sharing this purely from how our bodies and minds and spirits, when we're listening, will speak to us and tell us the things that we need to hear. A number of years ago, and I mean, this is probably 12, 13, 14 years ago, I started to just take my, well, I'm right-handed, but just take my right hand and start tapping on my thymus area. And I didn't have any preconceived thoughts about it. I didn't even think about the fact of, well, this is my thymus area. Nothing like that. It was simply being led by an inner feeling of doing it, just going ahead and doing it, and including using different kinds of essential oils that I would find myself just taking a dab and placing it in that same spot and gently rubbing it in and then tapping. So our bodies are so intelligent. Again, you know, when we listen to them, when we edify, in other words, give them what they need, whether we're talking about the nutritional aspect, whether we're talking about, you know, these different processes and modalities, they all work together in order to help us be, the way I would say it would be, tuned in. Tuned in to, you know, who we really are and our capabilities. So these processes that you're talking about and sharing today are ones that can simply help people get in touch with who they really are. Would you say that?
Well, ultimately, the goal of Body Talk is to let go of all of these identities that we've all added on as, you know, first we're somebody's baby, and then we're somebody's brother or sister, and eventually we're somebody's mother or father, and they're also a student, and then we become somebody's employee, and then someday we're possibly an employer, and we may have other positions and titles and medals and other identities. And the whole goal is to just kind of unravel all of that and get to our real, essential, genuine, beautiful selves. So what's really in our hearts, because we're spirits, as we all know. We're beings, but we're also spiritual. And so, in my view, when we get back to who we really are, which is, you know, without all those titles and whether I own a big house or a little house, or, you know, all of these identities, and get back to our true selves, that's where all the healing really is. It's inside. It's, you know, I believe in God, and I believe that, you know, that also, but I also believe that God made us, and so we're unlimited. We have so much resource, as you say, and I agree with you. And Body Talk is about you healing yourself. It's not about me healing the person.
Right.
I'm just getting access, helping them really to get access to their own power. And it's all about empowerment. It's self-empowerment. Body Talk, I'm a facilitator, and Body Talk is a catalyst, and you are the healer, and I respect you. Every you out there, every you around has that power. And sometimes things get in our way. And sometimes we need a little help, a little boost, whether it's the Body Talk system, or if it's a laser, or it's nutrition, or it's whatever it might be. Drink more water, get more rest, eat on time, whatever it might be. But that little bit of help can be a major mountain mover.
And also, Harvey, you know, one of the blessings I feel of these things that we're talking about, and let's say the Body Talk, since that's what we're still discussing, the fact that it helps people realize that, oh, just maybe I don't need to pop this pill, or I don't need to take this medication. Now, I want to preface this by saying I'm not telling the listeners not to do something you've been told to do, so I need to say that ahead of time. But I'm just saying that there are many, 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 many instances where we really, really do not need to be taking the medication that is made so easily available to so many people on the planet nowadays. And using these processes that we're talking about can help you actually heal, you know, without a lot of external type of things, whether we're talking about, you know, drugs or medication or many, many different kinds of supplements, whatever it might be. And I know that in one piece of information of yours, and I want to mention this because I'm sitting here, would have to say that this is definitely the case, and that is, you know, when you're delivering a child, not you, but me, that, you know, having a baby or delivering a baby, I think it's so beautiful when women realize what a natural process it is and work with that process in order to give birth. And there's lots of modalities out there. And, you know, so right now we're talking about body talk. So using something like body talk can help with, you know, when you are delivering. I know years ago there were things such as Lil Ma's classes and that helped with breathing and all of this. So having delivered 3 children and having done it in a natural process or in a natural way, I always felt and would say to parents, oh, this is the only way to go. Because, you know, you're able to bring in this new life the way in which it was meant to, not with the mother or even the father, but with the mother being given, you know, medication to stop the pain and this and that. It's about working with the pain. You know, pain isn't, quote, necessarily a bad thing. You know, pain is a messenger. So if we're giving birth to a new life and we use that word, the pain that we go through, you know, there's lots of words we could use beside that word pain because pain has such a negative connotation. But what about, you know, feeling it as an exhilarating opportunity and working with it and coming from excitement and not, you know, the dread that so often can be placed around even something as beautiful as childbirth. So
well,
I agree with you.
I agree with you. And along those lines, I'd like to mention, you made me think of something. One of the prominent body talk system practitioners is a gynecologist obstetrician. And he shared with me and a group of people, a group of students when I was back in school, that he was able to help deliver a child without having to do a C-section because he was able to use the body talk system to have the infant or the turn around in the mother's stomach and come out the way it's supposed to come out, and it didn't have to do the surgery, and he was so happy with that result with the body talk system.
Absolutely. I would have to stand up and say yes. I believe in that ability that we have. That's why these things that we're talking about today feel very much like, you know, a natural way, an intuitive way of doing things. So, you know, I also would love to slide into this area that you are also very much into, and it is a very, very exciting opportunity for people to learn more about this, and that is what's called soft lasers, and you added the use of soft lasers to your practice a while ago. And let's go ahead and talk a little bit about these, and, you know, just what is this, how are they effective, and, you know, why would you even want to bring them into your practice?
All right, thanks, Marcia. Before I say that, I would like to say one thing also, a couple of things that I haven't said yet and hasn't completely mentioned. Just so everyone knows, I am a licensed massage therapist. I think you did say that. But I'm also a certified body talk system practitioner, and I'm a certified healing cold soft laser practitioner as well. And the lasers, the reason I brought the lasers into my practice is, well, there were a lot of reasons. One was I was having some trouble myself. I'd had a bad accident in the car accident, and I had a torn meniscus in my right knee, and I was told I needed to get surgery, and that was the last thing I wanted to do. So a few months later, I managed to be introduced to the lasers by a chiropractor, and I used the laser on my own knee, and I've been able to heal that, and didn't have to get surgery, and I know what surgery is about, and I didn't want that, and I'm just so happy that I got to avoid surgery. Wow. And so when I saw that it worked for me, and also for sleeping, I used it. Sometimes I'd have trouble sleeping at night, or I'd wake up, and then I wouldn't be able to go back to sleep. I was able to use the lasers on my adrenals, and oh my gosh, it go right out, wake up with the laser right there beside me. And every time I use it, I would think, gee, I'm gonna use it, get sleepy, and get up and put my laser away. But I always woke up with it, and I still do. And it's so funny. But that's the reason, is mainly because it worked for me, and that's how practitioners seem to be, is that it works for them or works for their patients, then they tend to want to have lasers in their practice. And also the – pardon me, Machia?
No,
yeah,
go ahead.
The fact that it's FDA approved for pain, arthritis, for joint pain, muscle pain, that meant something to me because I know it's safe and that it works. It has a 510K registration. So, you know, it met my criteria. I did some research on it, and there's clinical studies and a lot of stories about people getting better, and I actually interviewed them to make sure that they were for real, and they were. And then I started using it in my practice. So the reason is it worked for me, it worked for other people, and I've done my homework, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, that I also find is a definite thread that runs through practitioners, that you already said it, that they find that something works for them, and from there they move forward. And I personally feel that that is one of the best ways to move forward, because you have something more solid that you have experienced for yourself, and it even makes it more exciting and more rewarding, you know, to pass it on. So thanks for expanding upon that a little bit.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, when you find something that works, you just have to share it. And the other reason that I brought it into my practice is because the body talk system is fairly abstract, and you have to just somehow take that leap of faith to believe that I can do what I can do. And whereas with the laser, it's an object. You can see it. You can read studies on it. You can read stories about other people who've gotten better. You can watch a video about that. And you know, the body talk system, as with the laser, you know, has a development story. I don't know if we have time, but I'll just say really quickly. With the body talk, developed by Dr. John Valentine, who's an acupuncturist, chiropractor, Reiki master, and Chinese medicine doctor. So it has a very firm foundation. But again, you can't really see what's going on, but things are changing in the body. So by having a laser, people can see it, they can touch it, they can feel it, they can turn it on. I let them use it. They can even use it on their body if they want to, because it's safe. And it's very exciting to have different ways to have people be comfortable and try a modality that they feel comfortable using.
And we actually, listeners, had an opportunity, myself, and I invited a few of my friends to go to an event recently that Harvey was a part of, and we had the opportunity to learn more about the soft lasers and actually experience them, and it was a great afternoon, and we all know that we definitely want to go ahead and get one, so just be sure that any thoughts or questions or even comments that you may have that you'd like to go ahead and talk with Harvey. This is the one thing I always like to make sure that listeners know, and that is, as you hear these amazing interviews with so much knowledge, go ahead and dial the numbers. You know, just make the phone call to talk. There is never anything that says, you know, that you have to get something or believe in something before you can, you know, pick up the phone or even just send off an email. So anything that you may have on your mind about what you're hearing, be sure to just pick up the phone and call Harvey. And again, Harvey did give you a little more of who he is. And I know that in the beginning information I did share that, you know, his work is really very, very much geared to relaxation and neuromuscular massage therapy and the body talk that you were hearing us talk about, the healing system and what's called scalar wave cold laser, which, Harvey, just what does that word scalar mean? Listeners are probably going, okay, what is that?
I'm glad you asked. Well, scalar is a scientific term for a particular type of wave that has been digitized into the laser. There's a digital processor in the laser. And what they've done, they've gotten, I guess you would say, engineers to fashion round waves and square waves in such a way that they create a scalar wave. And they're interweaving waves. They're like two waves that weave together, and they cross paths with each other and then weave apart and then weave together, kind of like the like a figure eight going along. And what it does is it makes the cells basically forget how to hurt. It erases the cell memory of pain. And as a lot of people know, we get new cells, and the trouble is the old information of pain and dysfunction and dis-ease is passed on to the new cells. Well, with a scalar, that erases that information of pain so that when the new cells are created, they don't carry that same data forward. And one other thing I'd like to say, too, just, you know, as you were speaking earlier about who I am, I do have a background in my history books of doing martial arts, and I still practice Tai Chi. And that gives me, I believe, a unique ability to be able to really focus, whether I'm using the laser or I'm doing body talk or neuromuscular therapy or helping the body to relax and teaching how to breathe. And I've really learned how to really listen and see and use my perception. So there's a lot of different things that makes me perhaps unique and able to focus my abilities. And martial arts did give me that, as well as I have a background in counseling psychology. So I learned how to actively listen to people and feed that information back and make sure that very clear communication. And I believe very strongly in really listening to the person and to their concerns and listening to everything that they do, watching how they interact, because there are a lot of clues that people give you that are nonverbal as verbal.
I also realized that you did mention one other thing that you wanted to be sure to tell the listeners, and that is you are offering a free session. You want to tell a little bit about that?
Yes. With the laser, the Healing Cold laser, I'm offering a free first initial session to come and try out the laser and see how it works for them. And also with that, they get a free consultation, and I show them the video, and they can ask all their questions. And if they're comfortable at the end of that time, they're welcome to have their free session. And if they need to maybe think about it, that's fine too, because I like working with people when they're ready and when they're comfortable and they're relaxed. So, because when they're relaxed, they're going to get the majority, the major benefit. And I also want to remind, I don't know if you said this or not, but my email address, did you already mention that as well as my number? I know you mentioned my name.
I mentioned the two websites, but not the email. Is the email available through your website also?
No, I have to go directly to my email and just go straight through the email, and then or just call.
Well, no, you can give the email address. I was just curious as to, like, on our website, for instance, we do have where they can click and they can email us, pull up our email and email. That's all I was asking. I wasn't sure whether you have your two sites set up where when somebody's on there, if they can actually email you on there. If not, that's fine. So go ahead and give it.
Yeah, it's Quantum Healer. That's Quantum Healer, Healer, at earthlink.net. That's Quantum Healer at earthlink.net. And my number is 727-259-8232. That's 727-259-8232.
And with that being said, listeners, be sure to go ahead and when you do get in touch with Harvey, it would be great for you to express just what you felt about this kind of information. We're always interested in hearing what the listeners have to say, especially with the many, many modalities that you are having the opportunity to hear on a weekly basis. So we appreciate that input. Of course, I know that many of you are and do email us directly and give your comments, which we really appreciate. In fact, we've gotten numerous testimonial kind of things from your emails. So thank you very much. And Harvey, I want to again say thank you for taking this time. I know last week what I did was I just did a little preempt to letting the listeners know that this was going to be taking place this Friday. So what we will do, I just wanted to mention your email is going to be okay so people can get through.
I'm pretty sure. We're deleting like mad as we speak, so hopefully it'll be clear. But if you do get a message that it got bounced back, please call my phone number. I very much enjoy talking with you, and I also give free consultations for all the other work that I do as well. I really enjoy meeting people, and I love sharing, and my background is also in education, so I love to share.
Well, you're like me, Harvey. You're a show-and-tell person. I love it. I said, I don't know if we had show-and-tell when I was little, but boy, I love that kind of thing, and you and I are going to talk about something I mentioned to you just last night, because I had someone else try this. If you recall, yesterday in our conversation, I mentioned what recently came to me for acupressure points, and I had someone try it earlier, and they were like, "Wow!" And so it's just, again, it's fun. It's fun to see people experience things that are different for them and so beneficial. So thank you for taking this time. And how about one more time, give your phone number so that people can give you a call. And we will talk with you very soon, very much. I'm sorry. There are beeps coming in, breaking up the voice.
Okay. All right. Okay. My phone number is 727-259-8232. That's 727-259-8232. 8232. This is Harvey Perlman, and I really appreciate having the opportunity to share with you.
And before we're cut off, it doesn't matter where people are in the world. Is that correct?
That's true. I also do remote healing. I do distance healing. I've helped people all the way over to China and gotten feedback that their headache and backache and sleeping discomfort issues got better.
Wonderful. Okay, I just wanted to get that in. All right, Harvey, well, thank you so very much, and we will talk with you soon, and I'll get you the link so that you can share this finished show with anybody you'd like.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay,
and
bye.
Listeners, thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next Friday. at 5:30 here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. We love you all. We appreciate you. Thanks so very much for being a part of all this, and we'll see you next week.